This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Tina Marie Gonzalez, who is the program coordinator at Caras Recovery Center. Tina has been working in the substance abuse treatment profession since 2008, ranging from admissions and operations to administration, counseling, and case management. Tina, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about Caras Recovery Center. So for starters, what makes Caras different from other residential treatment facilities?
That's a really good question. I would say that it is the staff. We have a really, really good team here at Caras. We've got firsthand knowledge about addiction and recovery, you know, extremely caring, mindful, compassionate, just a really, really good team of experienced professionals that are dedicated to what they do, to helping others improve the quality of their life.
And Tina, what kind of support do you offer at Caras?
It varies. You know, everyone is unique in their own recovery process. So it's individualized. It's individualized treatment planning. You know, we really get to know you to try to give the client the best support needed, and you know, help them discover what is it that works for them. You know, and so it can vary. You know, I've been at places where, you know, it's kind of a cookie cutter mold, you know, it should work for you and it should work for this person. And that's really not how it goes. So, the individualized care, that's what it's really based on.
Also, how does the location of the Caras facility compare with other locations that you're familiar with?
Oh yeah. We have a beautiful environment. It's, you know, from the moment you pass through the gates, it's a gorgeous garden area. We've got a beautiful pool. It's just a really healing environment. We only accommodate six clients at a time, so it allows for a more intimate atmosphere. We are in Tarzana, so we've got, you know, it's very lush and green. We have hiking trails around us, mountains. We're just right over the hill to nearby beaches. Really easy access, convenience to shopping and recreation. It's such a beautiful environment.
Certainly sounds like a lovely place and location. No doubt today we are with Tina Marie Gonzalez, who is the program coordinator at Caras Recovery Center here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Tina, how does Caras Recovery view a substance use disorder?
Well, substance use disorder, it's a chronic relapsing brain disease. So it's treated and viewed just like any other disease. It's really a recovery journey that each person, each client is on. There's, you know, there's the physical dependence. You know, there's a lot of aspects to addiction. So there's many different therapies that are in line with treating substance use disorder.
Also, if you would, Tina, what are examples of these many therapies that are offered there at the recovery center?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our therapist who is DBT certified, a dialectical behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy. We have equine therapy, which is really, really great. We have art therapy. We do yoga. And, of course, we do, you know, relapse prevention, drug and alcohol education. Many alcoholics and addicts find relief in the 12-step groups. But it's a combination of everything. It's a combination of the support and the activities lead to recovery.
Tina, we certainly do appreciate your introducing Kairos Recovery Center to the audience. Much appreciated. In conclusion, is there any thing that you could share or any advice to anyone that's knows someone close to them, maybe even a family member that has a substance abuse problem? Definitely share your thoughts in that regard.
Don't give up. Don't give up. There is help for you. You know, there is treatment available. And if, you know, I would have, you know, my own personal adventure, it's definitely something that you can't do alone. You definitely need help. I definitely needed help. Don't give up. Just don't give up. I know that, you know, it can get very overwhelming and seem dark and hopeless, but you're not alone. You're not alone. And as long as you are, you know, as long as you're taking a breath, as long as you're alive, there is hope for you.
Tina, thanks for sharing that. I really do appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information on Kairos Recovery Center, and how can listeners be in contact as well?
They can visit our website at www.kairosrecovery.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Easy enough. Again, Tina, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, and have yourself a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Tina Marie Gonzalez, the program coordinator at Kairos Recovery Center. And for more information, simply visit kairosrecovery.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. As always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.